Whether or not a Christian is a peacemaker is an indicator of their trust in God. Isaac had wells of water that rightfully belonged to him. He had those wells stopped up by the Philistines. In Genesis chapter 26, beginning with verse 13, the Bible says, "The man," referring to Isaac, "began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous." What's God emphasizing there? He was prosperous. "For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great number of servants." And so the Philistines envied him. Now the Philistines had stopped up all the wells which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham, his father, and they had filled them with earth. And Abimelech said to Isaac, "Go away from us, for you are much mightier than we." Genesis 26, that's verse 13 through verse 16. Instead of fighting with the Philistines, even though he was more powerful and he was in the right, Isaac decided to give ground and move on, as Genesis 26, verse 17 says. The Philistines continued to fight over other wells Isaac dug, and he continued to give ground until the Lord made room for him in the land. Genesis 26, 18 through 22. What can we learn and apply to our lives from Isaac? Peacemakers accept wrongs that are done to them. The Apostle Paul reminded Christians not to return evil to those who treated them with evil. He says in Romans 12, beginning in verse 17, "Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it's written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." When Christians are treated in an evil way or they're wronged by others, they're not to respond in a similar fashion. Why? Because we are commanded to put forth every effort to live peaceably with all people. Another, though, lesson that we learn is that peacemakers give ground on matters of opinion. A couple of chapters later in the book of Romans, Paul reminded Christians not to, as he says, destroy one another over matters of firmly held opinions or judgments. In Romans chapter 14, beginning with verse 19, Paul says, "Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify or build up or strengthen another. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for the man who eats with offense. It is good neither to eat meat nor to drink wine nor do anything by which your brother stumbles or is offended or is made weak. Do you have faith?" And the idea here is, do you have this strongly held opinion? "Have it to yourself before God. Keep it to yourself. Happy is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves, but he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not eat from faith, for whatever is not from faith is sin." Christians in the first century held very strong opinions over whether or not a Christian could eat food that had been offered to an idol. Not worshiping the idol, but just merely eating the food that had previously been offered. Paul writes about this in much more detail in 1 Corinthians 8, verse 1 through 13. Paul urges Christians there to be mindful of others, of each other, and he concludes in 1 Corinthians 8, verse 13, "Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never again eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble." Then the third thing we learn about being a peacemaker is that peacemakers never compromise God's word. Even if people don't like hearing God's word, a Christian cannot compromise the truth. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 4, beginning with verse 1, Paul says, "I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and being turned aside to fables. But you, Paul says to Timothy, you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Just because someone doesn't like something God's word teaches doesn't mean that Christians can soften their stance. Christians must continue to proclaim the word of God even when people don't like it. A peacemaker does not compromise the truth.